It's Thursday, July 17, 2025.
Vehicles floated away down the highway on Route 22.
Summer of floods continues with deadly flash flooding in the Northeast.
We're seeing like a 70 to 75% uptick in heavy rain and flash flood events.
NASA analysis finds a dramatic increase in the severity of extreme weather events in the U.S. Plus, Trump Defense Department cuts off access to satellites used for hurricane forecasting.
All of that idiocy and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Yesterday, New York and New Jersey got slammed with thunderstorms and flash floods between 7 and 8 p.m. New York City experienced its second wettest hour on record. Rain also commuted over to New Jersey for a bit. In North Plainfield, a whole dumpster was spotted floating down the street. I gotta say, the new Cybertruck looks pretty cool.
This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, I hadn't heard it called that before, but this really is turning out to be the summer of floods.
It sure does seem like it. This week, flash flooding and record rainfall across the Northeast grounded planes, inundated transportation, and parts of the New York City subway, and killed 2 people in New Jersey. Several states have grappled with extreme deluges in the weeks since the historic floods killed more than 130 people in Texas. All were hit by record rainfall without a boost from a tropical storm. The Washington Post reports that, yes, there has been an abnormal amount of extreme rainfall across the U.S. this year, that this is a hyperactive season with more than twice as many floods as usual so far, based on National Weather Service data.
Well, we'll continue calling it the summer of floods until we start calling it the summer of wildfires.
Yeah, it's all fueled in part by unusually warm Atlantic Ocean waters. In 2024, flash flood emergencies were nearly 3 times the annual average over the last 20 years. But in 2025, more flood warnings have been issued by the National Weather Service than in any year since tracking began in 1986.
Good Lord.
Here's meteorologist Matthew Cappucci on Germany's DW News.
We're really souping up the atmosphere, and these high-end rainfall events are made more common. In fact, across the northeastern U.S., we're seeing like a 70 to 75% uptick in heavy rain and flash flood events during the summertime months, and that's something we do expect to see more of with climate change.
New data from NASA this week shows that extreme flooding events have been on the rise across the United States, part of a dramatic increase in the severity of extreme weather events overall over just the last 5 years. The analysis confirms that extreme events like heat waves, droughts, and floods are becoming more frequent, longer lasting, and more intense. Last year's tally of extreme weather disasters was double the average between 2003 and 2020. They say climate change is the most likely driver of the trend.
So it's getting worse, not better, even though we've taken all that climate data off the National Weather Service websites?
Yes, turns out, yes.
Huh, weird.
Conspiracy theorists have attempted to falsely blame the extreme rainfall events on cloud seeding, but scientists say that cloud seeding cannot produce the amount of rainfall and energy that these recent storms have carried. But, you know, some folks will try to find any reason to avoid acknowledging climate science.
I said I was sorry.
So even with the data showing an increase in extreme weather disasters, the Trump Commerce Department has indefinitely suspended work at NOAA on a tool to help communities prepare for extreme rainfall. It would have projected how climate change could affect rainfall frequency and intensity in communities across the nation.
What a tool.
Experts said that halting that work will make the country more vulnerable to storms supercharged by climate change. It's also terrible timing that the Trump Defense Department has suddenly cut off access to 3 satellites key to forecasting storms, citing vague cybersecurity concerns. The Defense Department will still use those satellites, but it will no longer provide the weather data to scientists, researchers, and forecasters, including at the National Hurricane Center.
Why would they do that?
Nobody knows why. They only cited vague cybersecurity concerns, leaving those people without access to a crucial source of data about storms as peak hurricane season looms in the Atlantic. One of the satellites allowed hurricane forecasters to see the structure of storms, particularly useful at night. That's important because warming oceans have increased the frequency of storms rapidly intensifying into major hurricanes in the hours before landfall, which gives coastal communities less time to prepare.
God, these people are idiots. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us on the social medias, especially Blue Sky at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.